But the conversation brings us to this question. Is America's growing debt necessarily a problem? The World's Jason Margolis takes a look.
The U.S. public debt is north of $9 trillion. That's a big, scary number. On its own, it doesn't say much. But it does say something when it's put in context. Economists like to measure what they call the net debt to GDP ratio. That's basically the amount of money we, the taxpayers, owe compared to the size of the economy. That figure is about 60%. Another way of saying it, we owe about 60 cents for every dollar we make. Economist Lee Branstetter from Carnegie Mellon puts that number in perspective.
At the end of World War II, America's net debt to GDP ratio was 113%. And the equivalent ratio for Great Britain at the end of World War II was more than 250%. Now, even if you compare our current net debt to GDP ratio to other advanced industrial economies that are not fighting major wars, like Belgium or Japan, it's still not particularly large.
Today, the United States is somewhere in the middle of the pack when it comes to debt ratios. But at the simplest level, what does this figure really tell us? And is running up a big debt such a bad thing? Michael Ryan is an economist at Western Michigan University.
In many cases, you need to borrow to pay costs now that are going to reap benefits in the future. And so debt in and of itself is not a bad thing. What is bad about debt is when you reach the point where you can't actually start to repay the debt, and lenders start getting wary about loaning you more money because they're fearful that they're not going to get a return. You're going to default, or you're not going to be able to pay off the debt.
That's not happening here in the United States, explains Lee Branstetter.
What the bond markets are telling us today is that the global appetite for U.S. debt is actually pretty strong.
The U.S. can borrow money for 10-year bonds at close to 2%. That's because investors still see the dollar as a very safe investment. By contrast, Ireland and Greece have to pay interest rates closer to 10%. That's why they don't want to run up more debt. It's expensive. Given all this, Branstetter says as an economist, he's not concerned about running up short-term deficits in the United States. In fact, he thinks it's necessary for the government to keep spending to stimulate the economy.
America is doing pretty well, and there is absolutely no reason to believe that we're going to be confronting a Greece-like crisis or an Ireland-like crisis anytime soon.
But Branstetter does have debt concerns for the long run. Bond interest rates won't stay low forever. And as baby boomers retire, we're going to have to find more money to pay for their Social Security and Medicare, or cut their benefits. But confronting that debt crisis is a very different problem than what some European countries are struggling with today. For the World, I'm Jason Margolis.
To hear more about how the U.S. debt compares with that of other nations, visit theworld.org.